Today is November the 9th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. And before we do that, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our good, good Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are our advocate, and you're the Lord so beautiful, our creator and designer, the engineer of life, so faithful, so glorious. O Lord, you are the hope of all mankind. You are interesting, and you are our judge. You're the keeper of our soul and the Lord of all, merciful and next to us as we are in school. You are the opener of our eyes and the perfect, perfect God. You quiet us with your love. Lord, you are righteousness and you are the stability of our times. We trust you. You're understanding and you're victorious. And you are the way and the life and the truth, the extraordinary God and the one we yield to and say yes to. Lord, you have zero tolerance for sin. We come before you today, Lord, because we know that you love us, and we love you because you loved us first. It's amazing, Lord. Thank you for your amazing love. Can we love the children like you love us, Lord? Not by our own means, but by your strength, Lord, and your power. Show us how to love our students today in ways that are beyond natural, but yet supernatural. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in the public schools. Help us to love not just our students, but our colleagues and our parents too. We love you, Lord, adore you, and thank you for everything. In the perfect name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? After Jesus spoke to his disciples about John, they went away, and he continued to speak to the crowds concerning John. The Word of God, Matthew 11, verses 16 to 19. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. The Word of God, Matthew 11, verses 16 to 19. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days this year is to play a song, and then I will come back on and read the lyrics. So let us listen in to Chris Tomlin doing A Good, Good Father.
Ooh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like. But I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night. And you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whispers of love in the dead of night. And you tell me that you are pleased and that I am never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. Because you're perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Oh, it's love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think. As you draw me deeper still. As you draw me deeper still. Into love, love, love. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in this precious time with Jesus' words in that beautiful song. The third thing that we do each and every school day is to pray together. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. each day. And that time seems so random, but it is purposely selected because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we are going to be praying for our veterans and their families. We're praying that today because most of us have off from school tomorrow to celebrate Veterans Day. So lift up a veteran and their family today. Now, if 1:16 rolls around and your alarm goes off and you forget the prompt, don't worry, just pray. For God knows what you need, and perhaps you could just give him a praise. So my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in part two today of Fire and High Stakes Testing. The scripture that he chose is 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. Francine is a first-year teacher at McBride Elementary in Harlington, Texas, who got caught up and lost in the fear and anxiety of high stakes testing, and striving to help her students in school move past the low performance designation they were assigned by the state the previous year. After the state testing was complete, Francine had a come to Jesus meeting with him at lunch one day while eating alone at school. She confessed her fear to him and asked him to restore her lost love for teaching. Francine journaled below what she believed was Jesus' response to her in prayer. See Fire and High Stakes Testing 1. Dear Fiery Francine, I have been with you at all times here at McBride Elementary in this professional fire of anxiety and fear, as I was with the three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in Babylon long ago. You simply have not seen me, because until today, you haven't had time for me. As you confessed, success on the job has been more important to you than your personal relationship with me. I accept your apology. You are forgiven. I appreciate your humility and you speaking the truth. You have been like the woman I once met at the well. You have many lovers, not of flesh, but of the spirit. Your first love as a child was your parents. Your first love through high school and college was softball. And now your first love is your job. Many of the teachers around you are serving their children and families as their first loves, as well as their jobs. You have loved me, Francine, but I have not been your first love. I told the woman at the well that all those who come to me become wells springing up into eternal life. I am, and I am the fireman in your life. I must be your first love in order to put out the fire. Your hope, trust, and faith must first be given to me in both your personal and professional lives. To survive the fires of fear in education, you must learn to stop, drop, and roll. Stop putting your hope, faith, and trust in yourself, team members, knowledge, programs, etc. Confess all the things that you and others in this profession have sought first instead of me. Confess the mistakes you and the parents, students, and other staff make. To carry these offenses around in your heart, mind, and on your shoulders is like carrying destructive coals in your bare hands. Put your faith, hope, and trust in me, and seek me first in prayer, study, and service. Drop everything, all responsibilities, and commit time to meet me at work each day, as you are doing today. Make me and our relationship a committed part of each day. Keep your Bible open on your desk at school to always remind yourself to be open to my word and what I am directing you to do. Spend time alone with me and write down the school objectives I have for you. Place these objectives on top of your Bible to see and read daily. Update them as needed. Roll into relationships with other Christian educators at work and begin serving the least of them in your school environment. When you were a child, was that wildfire on your farm put out by one person or the whole community? Did your mom and dad stand there alone fighting the destructive blaze, or were there many people mobilized? You need to ask other educators to pray with you. You need to get involved with and commit to a fellowship of Christian educators. The community of believers in education needs to be mobilized and work together. When two or more gathered in my name, I am there with them, even at school. Your government has approved such meetings for this purpose during off-duty hours at school. Finally, you must roll into serving the least of them in your school environment. Who are the least academically and behaviorally able students you serve? Which parents seem the most lost and in need? Which faculty members are lonely, struggling, going through a family or marital crisis, or at most lost from me? Serve these as I lead you, and you will be serving me. As I place the three Hebrew boys into a non-God following culture and into the fire to be my witness, so I have sent you into an often non-God following educational system in your culture. Seek, trust, and love me first above all. Make my objectives the highest priorities in your professional life, and watch what I will do. Always remember you are my first love, and I am always loving you. Your fireman, Jesus. The prayer. Jesus, we want you to be our first love while at school. Please help us and show us how this is done. That was our devotional written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's comes from Theodore Roosevelt. And he said, "Believe you can, and you're halfway there." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of Jesus' amazing words from Matthew 11, verses 16 to 19. "But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds." Oh, dear, dear Father, good, good Father, help us, Lord, to have wisdom, a double portion of wisdom. Help us not to talk about other people. Help us, Lord, not to judge them. Oh, Lord, help us to just be you. You with amazing love, unfailing love that we cannot do by ourselves, obviously. But we ask for your help and your approval. Help our words to be pleasing to you today, and help us to bless those around us. We ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, because of Veterans Day, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.